Welcome back to a Mime Soapbox. We got episode 2. You know, I kind of find it funny. I took a life lesson that we applied to one thing, but actually applied it to what the metaphor originated from, and it turned out the best, okay? So, first off with me, I have my beautiful wife, Brooke.
Hello.
And she was there to experience this life-altering event. But for the last decade of my life, I've always kind of run by the rule, and I feel like a lot of men listening will understand. When it comes to women, you always choose the woman happiest to see you. And that woman is going to bring you more happiness than anyone else. Okay? That's the pet shop philosophy. Same thing. You go to the pet shop, you buy the puppy that's happiest to see you, right? But I feel like we've gotten away from that. And people are so wrapped up around making sure they get their purebred this or whatever specific breed they want that, or if it's not the right coloration or size or who knows, it gets left in the dust. But yet we still have men, you know, that live by the whole concept. You pick the woman that's happiest to see you to spend the rest of your life with. Now, I chose that as how I chose my wife, and it has only treated me in the best respects. But I also apply it in other aspects of my life as well, including actually picking out pets. So it was 2 years ago.
Year and a half,
2 years ago.
Your birthday.
2 birthdays ago.
Yes.
Didn't know what to get for my birthday. I also don't really care. I'm old enough. It's not a big deal. But I did know Brooke wanted some kitties for the house. We had just gotten a new house. We didn't have any pets at the time. And it was brought up vocally.
Multiple times.
Multiple times a week for many months how we need some sort of pet to keep our house warm and cuddly and happy and loving. And eventually I gave in to the idea maybe we should try a couple cats. Or a cat for that matter.
You just wanted one at first.
We don't have the land to really facilitate a dog. I don't want a dog that's cooped up in the house or stuck in a 20 by 20 pen out back. I don't really feel like that's fair or justified in making sure that animal's happy. So, being a dog guy, I decided maybe a cat's the best option. We can have a cat inside, nice and safe. Don't have to worry about the yard or taking this animal outside to do its business and that's that sort of thing. We don't have to worry about travel. You know, cats can kind of, as long as they got an automatic feeder, they're fine. They got their poopy box and they're good to go. So we go down to the pet shelter on my birthday to go find a new kitten to bring into our lives and bring a little warmth and love and fuzziness to the house. We get down there and things start getting weird.
First, there's a room of like 500 cats.
Yeah, we get down there and it's sad. It's just super sad because we get down there and they bring up, we walk in and we say, yeah, we're looking for a new cat. You know, we're not too particular on age or what kind of cat, but, you know, we just want to look around. A cat's a cat. They're all rodents in the end of the day.
No.
But walk in, you know, and we get into the cat room. And it's a room the size of like
a kitchen,
a kitchen. Dining room put together. It's small. It's probably 14 foot wide by 8, yep, maybe, with nothing but 200 cats minimum in this small room.
Small,
it's like six
cells.
Six to eight to a cage. Each cage is a 1.5 by 1.5 wide by 2 foot tall cage. They're, you know, they're pooping next to their food. They're stacked on top of each other. It was sad.
And I want to take them all home.
Which it was a bummer because we walk in thinking like, oh yeah, we get a kitty. This will be fun. And we walk into this room just overcrowded with these poor cats stacked on top of each other with no freedom, no room, no fun.
Way too many.
It was humbling. I don't know if that's the word, but It really brought us back to earth really fast about the whole situation. So that, I mean, that was stage one. But anyway, like I said, I live the woman hunting philosophy, or the woman choosing partner choosing philosophy. You pick the girl as happiest to see you. And if you don't abide by that, you're an idiot. I mean, it's that simple.
I'd say partner. It works either way.
It does. It works either way. But obviously, pick the one that actually gives you their time of day. So I wanted to take a step back and actually apply that to the concept it came from. I'm going to go in here and pick cats that are happy to see that I walked into this room. It only made sense. If that chose myself the perfect wife that I've been nothing more than happy with, it's going to do the same with the kitties, right? So we're in there, and aside from just being like emotionally brought to your knees in sadness about the overwhelming sheltered cat population, which I was unaware of.
Just heartbroken, wanting to take them all.
It was sad. It was really sad. But, you know, you walk in and we're looking at kitties. And, you know, I had a few like aesthetics in mind, not to like accessorize a cat with a house, but, you know, like they're
preferences.
Everyone has a pseudo preference. But at the same time, I went in open minded because I've never had an indoor cat of my own before. I've always been more of a lizard and a bird guy because they're so incredibly low maintenance and independent. Didn't really matter as much. So we get in there and we're looking around and we're taking our time and we're just sad. And we're kind of, you know, putting fingers in cages and petting all these sad, lonely kitties just looking for a home. And then we come across our first kitty that we ended up did taking home. And this was Ash.
She was about to break through that window for you.
So I walk up to this, it's like a plexiglass wall in front of this like 2x2x3 cage. And she's rubbing the side of this cage.
So aggressively.
Container kennel. We'll just call it a kennel from here on out. She's rubbing this kennel, trying to get at us, headbutting it, rubbing it with her side, looking at me. Meowing, which you can't hear the meow through the kennel, so it's like even sadder, right? I mean, the whole situation's sad. Nothing fun happened. The whole thing was sad, really. Speaking of sad, actually, let's take a step back. Let's talk about how we went to that pet store first. So we went to a pet store in that same county to get some cats. Because it was supposed to be shelter kitties as well. I personally don't buy pets unless you're sheltered. It's not worth it. Obviously you want to save these poor animals. So we go to this place and they had a couple kitties and we found one that was like acceptable, I guess. Like all kitties are acceptable, but you know, we agreed on one.
This is super cute and we want.
This one's cute. It fits with us. It's kind of our vibe. Let's get this kitty. And then they wanted us to fill out an application and basically an interview and an application to adopt the shelter kitty that they had at the pet store. Meanwhile, they had like 10 cats sitting there. And
500 cats in the shelter.
Obviously, you have abusive people or abusive households. Like, we have a good home. We have children. It's a clean, nice home. We both work.
We take care of the animals.
We have money to take care of these animals. Like, there's no reason. Obviously, we're not going there to buy them to cook or fight, right? And that's what this interview is for, I'm sure. But anyway, that was so off-putting to me. I was like, you know what? Screw this store. They have all these kitties, and they're just rejecting people because of interviews. And there's this like lottery and whatever. Let's go to the shelter. So I was already irritated because we already went to a store on the other side of town to get a kitty and didn't want to deal with the hassle of, you know, saving a life. Realistically. So then we went to the shelter. All right, catch up. We find Ash. And she's rubbing on this kennel.
Trying to break through glass, trying to get to you.
Just trying to get to me, meowing, being the sweetest she could be. Just totes adorbs. And initially is like, well, this one's in the running. Because she's super happy to see us, right? All the other cats, they're busy eating, pooping, sleeping, playing with each other, but Ash specifically was trying to fuse herself to through the wall of that kennel to get to us. We want a gray kitty. And I say we, I mean, I want a gray kitty. I like gray cats. I like Russian blues and Nebulons.
You just like gray. Your favorite color is gray.
My favorite color is gray. I know it's silly to like, I mean, it's still saving a life. Who cares? But, you know, of all the lives there, I'd rather have little gray kitties and make, that's what I like. So she was in the upper running immediately, like, oh, look at this sweetheart, you know? And we're still walking around. And I like, what are the ones I like? Not, they're not Siamese. The gray with the white faces and blue eyes.
Oh, that's Siamese.
Siamese. I like Siamese kitties too. So it's kind of like going there with intention of a Siamese kitty. And they had a couple, but they seem like off-put, selfish. Not selfish. Selfish
isn't a little stuck
just,
up.
They just don't care, right? Yeah. You know, they just didn't care we were there. And that's not abiding by my rule about bringing someone into your family. You always pick the happiest one. You know, humans or cats alike, you pick the happy one. So the Siamese didn't work. So we're looking through. And then
while we're there, we decide.
Turn the corner and find a couple extra cages, kennels. And then there's this one idiot looking back at me.
God, he looked like he woke up just confused.
It's like if you took like the Doc from Back to the Future, turned him into a gray kitty that was a toddler that just woke up. That's what this cat was.
That's a perfect description.
He's in a puddle of his, assumably, brothers and sisters. Just laying, you know, but he was the only one sitting up. Everyone was asleep. Maybe it was mama. Maybe it was adopted mama. You know, was like standing up in the back, minding her own business. But this dumb, goofy idiot was sitting up straight amongst his siblings, just staring at me.
No, he was like had a mile long stare. He was just out there.
He was just sitting up, puffy tufts of hair, these fluffy ears, just looking to see what was going on the outside of his kennel. And he kind of stole my heart too. I was like, look at this dumb idiot. Just
if you could personify the huh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a huh, what? But he was a cute huh, what? Because he was just tufted gray fluff.
And he was the poofy huh,
of what? Kitty stupidity. And we went down there with the, you know, we're going to get a cat for the house.
Just one.
So I'm looking at these two and I'm like, man, these two seem really cute.
And they, one needs a friend.
They seem excitable. They seem fun, loving, fitting with, you know, the energy we keep in our house. And then, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to recircle the place because I really did want a Siamese. I'm like, well, where are the Siamese kitties? You know, recircled, renavigated. The Siamese didn't care. I walk back by Ash again. She's doing the same thing. Rubbing, purring, you know, just staring at me, pawing at the front of the kennel. And I walk by Soot. I'm spoiling the story because they have names. I walk by Soot again, and he's just still. It's like you think of like the ugly baby bird sitting in a nest, and there's that one ready to eat, and he's looking for mama to come back to baby bird him some worms. And he's just sitting there with his head perked up amongst his siblings,
just half fur everywhere.
Looking out of the nest. If you think the nest was his, like think of a bird nest, and the bird nest was made out of his siblings. That's what he was sitting in, and he's just sitting up. Tuffed out like little baby birds are with their like three feathers on their head, you know, and one on their chin. And he's just looking and peering and waiting. I had that same 1,000-yard stare again from this goober. And I actually folded as the softie. And I went to Brooke here and I was like, you know what? If we get a cat, the cat needs a friend to play with, right? Like, we both work the same hours. If we're gone, they're going to be lonely. They should probably have an acquaintance to keep the house company with, right?
A little sibling or whatnot. Friend for the day.
So I bide my... And even taking a step back further, never had a cat. Don't like cats. I'm slightly allergic to cats. Don't care about them.
Wanted them.
I like lizards. I like birds. I like dogs. We don't have land for dogs, sure. Don't really have room for a tank. So I folded and was like, all right, we'll consider a cat.
And then we got cats for your birthday.
And I sacrificed my birthday gift for cats. Anyway, So we end up picking out the cats and we get them. We bring them home, and it was one of the most like touching, happy feelings I've had in a long time, carrying these little kitties home in the car. We like get home
2 pounds
and
each.
Ash hides away for like an hour or two until she comes out. And then Soot, the baby bird, as we've just talked about, did not care about a new surrounding, new family, new home, was immediately in our faces no matter what.
Well, there was food.
You know, he wanted food for one, but also didn't care that he had just been removed from this awful, what I think is awful conditions for a kennel and brought home. He was instantly up both of our butts from day one.
So since day one.
And so now we go to flash forward. You get the background story. We flash forward a year and a half, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
We got these kitties. They were probably 4 months.
Yeah, about 3 months-ish.
3 to 4 months. So we flash forward a year and a half forward. So close to 2 years old. And these kitties are exactly what we prayed and hoped they would be. Because that Ash is still the sweetest, little skittish, but sweet, calm, demeanored, nice, and loving kitty.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
And she's protective, which is weird out of a cat, I feel like. Very prim and proper. Sits as a loaf.
At the end of the bed every night.
Very, very sweet, very cute cat. Not too curious, little standoffish, but no matter what, still loving, I think, right? And still excited to see us.
Oh, every day she comes to the door.
And then we get to Soot, the baby bird of the kennel.
The personification of derp.
Ends up not being a Russian gray, which I thought.
Russian blue.
A Russian blue. They're gray, whatever. Yes. Yeah. So they're not. He's not a Russian blue. He's a Nebulon or Nebulon.
Nebulon, yeah.
He's a Nebulon. Which is like a long-haired Russian blue, basically, but stupid.
He is the sweetest stupid, though.
He's so dumb.
So sweet.
But he's so playful and sweet and kind. My favorite thing to do is I pick him up and treat him like a shotgun, where his front paws are the pump and his back paws are the grip. And I'll have company over, and I try to explain to them how sweet, mild-mannered, and lovable this kitten is. They don't believe me. So first off, I pick him up, and I pick him up upside down by his hind legs. And he just hangs there and looks at me like, all right, what are we doing, dog? Like, this, whatever. And then I pick him up and treat him like a little shotgun for a minute, or an AK or whatever. And he just sits and takes along the ride for fun, does not care, doesn't even think twice about it. We have little toddlers.
3-year-old neighbors come picking up like a rag doll.
Yeah, the little girls of the neighborhood pick them up like it's their play doll, and they're gentle, you know, of course, you know, nothing negative here, but they'll just pick up this kitty. This little, you know, 2-foot-and-a-half girl will come pick up this kitty, and he just flops in their arms and nuzzles across their face and boops their nose or whatever it might be, and, you know, never shows a claw or a tooth or nothing.
Never been clawed anything.
And it's almost like he should be like a special needs cat, you know, or a support cat.
Yes.
Because he's so incredibly mild-mannered,
so but
also
sweet.
Beyond affectionate, loving, and
so understanding, dedicated. Yeah, accepting of all of the attention.
It's absurd.
But they're both so needy.
They're super needy. They're super loving. We got the two, you know, because you scroll through TikTok or YouTube or whatever it might be, and you see these asshole cats.
Just knock shit over.
Swatting at their owners, swatting at the glasses on the table, you know, hissing, you know, doing all these rude, rambunctious things. And then you get our kitties that, you know, the second we sit down, they're trying to hop in our lap. The second we lay down, they're laying at our feet in the bed. The second we get home, they're sitting on the head of the couch, looking at the door, waiting for us to get there. And it all goes back to that you pick the cats, you pick the pets that are happiest to see you. which is always a lesson I learned growing up. You always pick the woman happiest to hang out with you. So not only did it treat me right and the lesson it taught, you pick the lady that's happiest to see and wants to actually spend her time with you. But when you actually apply it to where the metaphor comes from, you get some good kitties too. It works. It's true. And maybe you should quit being so superficial. Quit being so judgmental. And really think about who's happiest to see you. That's always what it ends up coming down to. You can apply it to dogs, to cats, and most importantly, your friends and your love life. It's treated me with nothing but benefit for the last decade, or really the last 5 years, we'll say. And I can guarantee it's going to do the same for you. Go to the pet shop, get a kitty. Go get one. There's too many of them out there. They need help anyway. Go find the one that's the happiest to see you in the room.
Use
that as your experience and your judgmental priority. And then go do the same with a woman or a man, whoever you are. Go find someone happy to see you and spend some time with them. Because they'll end up treating you better in the end than anything else. And I think that wraps up episode 2 of A Mime Soapbox. Because I'm a clown and I talk. So, but either way, everything in life, whatever's happiest to see you is what you want to run with. We'll see you next time.